Hello. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe, your go-to Hot Girl Walk podcast. I'm your host, Trin Tondelier. I am full fall vibes as I sit down to record today. Let me paint the scene for you. So, I have a pumpkin spice candle going. My Skims robe is on. The fall vibes are here. And I forgot how cozy this feeling is. Like, there is nothing like a crisp fall morning with a candle going as your morning moment. It is chef's kiss. Anyway, as promised, today's episode is the second part of the back to school boot camp. If you missed the first part, make sure to go listen to it after this. But it is no biggie if you didn't listen. There's no need to listen to them in any particular order. This series is just your daily gentle motivation while we enter a new season, because that brings just a lot of changes to your routine, and it's important to have the tools to stay on track because it can be really easy to fall off. So, like I said last episode, if you want to be set up for success and be the happiest and healthiest version of yourself this school year or just this new season, then this week's episode is for you. This series really is for anyone looking to set up a healthy lifestyle for themselves and feel confident and ready to get after your goals and make it happen for yourself. Going into September is a change of seasons for everyone, and this episode is going to be full of more tangible takeaways of how to prioritize wellness while going about your busy life, whether that's going to school or working a 9-to-5. There are tips in this episode for you. I'm going to talk about beauty tips, study tips, organization, habit stacking, productivity, all those good things. And if this is your first time here, welcome. I'm very happy to have you here. The Wellness Cafe really is just a community to inspire you to chase your dreams, live your best freaking life, and become the healthiest, happiest version of yourself. And just an everyday reminder that you are 100% capable of whatever you put your mind to. And I'm here, and this community is here to all come together to help each other. And as always, we do community episodes on the first Friday of every month to connect and hear stories and words of advice from every Hot Girl Walker. So, welcome to TWC. You're here for good now. I did post the community episode a little late, so it is up if you missed it. I posted it on Monday. I'm sorry. You know I'm going through a weird time right now, and I tried, and I couldn't give you the episode that I wanted to on Friday, but it's up, and I ended up being very proud of how it turned out. I loved everything that you all submitted for that episode, and I think it's a really great one. If you're looking for more back to school tips, we also touched on that briefly in that episode. So there's a Google form in the show notes to submit to be featured on the next community episode. It's also always saved on the Wellness Cafe Instagram highlights. I promise you, you should go share something. If you're listening to me say this, you should go submit something to share, because even if you think it's weird or not valuable, I promise you, what you have to say is valuable, and each and every person brings something different to the table that is valuable. And there's value in coming together in a community to share that, because I promise you, there is someone who will resonate with what you have to say and is going through the same thing as you. So you never know what your words could do and sharing them on this platform could do. So if you're scared or shy to submit, I highly encourage you to do it, because you never know who your words may affect. And in the meantime, we also have our Geneva group chat for all of us to hang out and chat. It's just, you know, it's the Hot Girl Walk hangout. It's a real-time group chat. There's a tips room, morning moment room, recipe room, manifestation room, all of those good things, all things the Wellness Cafe. You can discuss them in real time with everyone else. And the link to join the Geneva group chat is also in the show notes. And I think that's it. So let's get into a weekly update. Okay, my weekly update is pretty much I've just been so busy, a good busy, getting ready for New York Fashion Week. That's pretty much it. I've been really slowing down and appreciating having some time to be in routine in Vancouver while getting ready for this trip. And I'm just really excited for this trip, and I cannot wait to be back in New York. I really just fell into such a good routine last time I was there. And I love New York. I love how walkable it is. I love people watching. I truly think that New York is magical and it just has great energy. I love how fast paced it is. And I just feel amazing there. And of course, I cannot wait to be reunited with Lan and Kales. You just know we will be getting up to some witch shit. Some witch shit with the energy between us three in no time. Drinking oat draft lattes from La Colombe, if you know, you know. And us three are going to be recording a podcast episode together as well. So stay tuned for that. What I'm having this week. Okay, this is truly what set me up for success and just... I've been working on appreciating the now, and this weekend I did my usual, the huge Sunday reset. You know the vibes, a deep clean of the entire apartment before getting into the week. That includes doing the bed sheets, making sure they're fresh, moving everything, dusting, Dysoning, mopping, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the sinks, the toilets, like all that. We are talking Sunday reset. Because having a clean space is my number one way to have a clearer, more focused mind. So I always love to do my Sunday reset so I really am focused going into the week. But get this, I did it fall edition. So I got two new candles from Anthropology. Like, okay, most of the time we find happiness from gratitude journaling, but you know what? Anthropology candles do the fucking trick also. Like the serotonin from the first light of a brand new fall candle, listening to Taylor Swift and cleaning the entire apartment was amazing. Like I went to go light the candle and I honestly felt like someone just gave me a hug. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. It was absolutely stunning, queen. And anyway, I also got pumpkin Nespresso pods and just deep cleaned the apartment away while listening to Folklore with my candle on, and it just, you know, I was vibing to say the least. So that's what I'm having this week. What I'm grateful for, I am feeling just so deeply grateful to be going to New York Fashion Week again, and it's so crazy when you work so hard and dream about things for so long and manifest them, and then all of a sudden they become your reality. And it's like a very pinch me moment. And it's just crazy when you really reflect and look back and it's like, wow, I did that. So I'm just feeling very grateful. And of course, grateful for anyone who follows me and supports me. It means the world, and I love you so much. And this is also your reminder that the dream you are working towards is on its way to you, and what's meant for you will come. What I'm working on. Okay, so you know I've been struggling lately just in a weird, I want to say, transition phase in life. Like, I'm not sure really what's next or what decision is right for me. So if you're also in a period of uncertainty or transition, like, there is peace in knowing that we're both feeling like this. And just some of the things that I'm doing to like ease my mind and protect my peace, all of that is journaling for one, because it just really helps ground me and it can be a way to help sort out your thoughts and just set your intention and goals and just be clear about them. And like I mentioned, I've been putting in some extra effort to keep my space very organized because everything else seems messy and confusing. So I feel like the one thing I do have control over is a clean space and making sure that that is in place and good to go. Another thing that's been helping me work through this is fresh air and just very prioritizing getting outside and going for a hot girl walk, just releasing stress. I feel like getting outside always makes me like slow down and take a step back and just breathing in the fresh air, reminding myself that everything will work out and be okay. So if anyone can resonate with this feeling of transition or uncertainty, I hope that this gave you some inspiration or motivation to stay grounded throughout it, but that is pretty much it for updates on that. All around, I've really just been taking a step back and trying to put my focus into Fashion Week and making sure that I'm prepared for that and prepared for all the work to do on that trip instead of spending time like stressing over what life will bring once I get back from that trip. I'm just slowing down, like coming back to the present moment instead of worrying about the future and just focusing on the now. So here's your reminder to focus on your present moment and just take it day by day. So that's what I'm doing, what I'm working on to kind of get through this little mental dilemma I've been in. But overall, I'm just super grateful and excited for New York. So if you want to tag along the trip, I'm very active on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. They are all at Trinity Tondelier, T-O-N-D-E-L-E-I-R, and it will be linked in the show notes. But yeah, let's get into this episode. Okay, You're That Girl, Back to School Bootcamp, Part 2. In Part 1, we talked about morning habits and backpack essentials, healthy breakfast ideas that you can meal prep the night before, and just kind of the idea of how to start your day off with a good mood. Because I really believe that you do set the mood and the intention for your day in the morning, and however you behave and start your day, that will carry out with you throughout the day. So that is why it's so important to have that time for you before. As I talked about a lot in that episode, if you missed it, it is so important to have that time for you and for your peace and to just, you know, charge your energy before you leave the house. Because you cannot control what happens once you leave your safe space and your sanctuary. You know what I mean? But here are my best tips to be set up for success in the fall time or the new season, whatever it is that you're welcoming into your life with a change of seasons. I know a lot of you are starting a new school year, so that is why these are a little bit more centered towards school, but I do think that most of these do really relate to a lot of things in life, whatever you're welcoming into your life. And I just know from obviously my own personal experience that starting a new school year and a new chapter can bring so many different changes and anxieties, and it can just be so easy to get in your head and get worked up and just get out of routine and thrown like completely out of whack. So that is why it's just so important to set yourself up for success and long-term success so that you're able to show up as your highest and best self as much as you can. And first off, before I even get into the list, I just want to say that if you're listening to this and you have an ideal lifestyle that you would like to live, your highest self, whatever you are picturing in your mind right now when you hear me say this, how you dress, how you eat, what you eat, how you talk about others, how you care for people, what type of friend you are, the person that you want to be, and all the senses, just start showing up as that person already. If you want to make it your reality, think to yourself, what does this higher version of me that I aspire to be do in this situation? Because your current self and your current habits may not have the motivation to follow through with all these promises you keep making to yourself and follow through with the hard work that needs to be done to get you to where you want to be. So you need to let that mindset of thinking that you already have it, okay? For example, let's say you're laying in bed and you want to get to your morning workout and you keep snoozing your alarm because you just don't have the fucking motivation to do it that morning, okay? And that is normal. That is valid. I don't have the motivation every morning. But if you're really struggling to set this new habit for yourself that you really, like, you want it. You really want to be the girl that gets up and works out. You see it for yourself. You can picture your life with this habit, but you keep snoozing your alarm. Next time you're in a situation like that, I want you to think to yourself, what would the version of me that I'm trying to be do in this situation? Because the version of you that you are right now, this may be harsh, but you don't have the motivation. And that's fine. Motivation is not always going to be there. So you have to depend on yourself in some other way to get you to where you want to be. So start showing up as the highest version of yourself already. Okay, just put that in your mind, and next time you're struggling to follow through with all these promises to yourself, just think to yourself, what would my ideal lifestyle and the version of me living in that reality do in this situation? And I promise you, you are capable of making that dream reality and dream lifestyle your reality. But let's start it off with your typical self-care things, okay? Because you know what? I'll say it. These never fail to make you feel better about yourself. And everyone wants to look good and feel good. And the typical, your common self-care things are the icing on top of all the morning routine, healthy habits, okay? Those take priority. And if you want to be confident at the end of the day, a new foundation or perfume isn't going to do shit if you don't make the mindset shift. And you will never randomly feel confident one day until you start telling yourself that you are worth it and until you are on your own team. Because confidence is a mindset and entirely up to you. But, okay, don't get me wrong. If you want to feel good and confident, the more common self-care things always help a little bit, okay? Sue me. I love products and indulging in self-care. But I am aware and cognizant of the fact that they definitely are more short-term fixes and more superficial than the nutrition and the working on your strength and your mind. Like, obviously, those will do more for your confidence than some hair oil. But don't get me wrong, the typical self-care things go hand in hand, all right? And I'm a basic bitch. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? Basic things are basic and popular for a reason, because they're awesome, okay? And I'm not going to bullshit you. You're not going to bullshit me. We all love some products. We all love the little icing on top. Okay, so I'll get into my favorite products. If you want to have that extra, go that extra mile in self-care, okay? Because it's good to treat yourself and it's good to pamper yourself. And I'm not talking about these products in like a aesthetic, you need these to be a healthy lifestyle, that girl type of way. I'm talking about these products in like a, I've been in a dark place where I didn't even brush my fucking hair before going to school, and learning to take care of myself and indulge in self-care has really gone the extra mile for my mental health type of way. Okay? So everybody wants healthy, shiny hair, right? My secret for this lately, I actually just started using this product about a month ago. I've been working with them on Instagram. I'm not working with them for the podcast, but the product is so amazing. I need to tell you about it here. It is Bondi Boost Shampoo and Conditioner. If you have followed me on Instagram or honestly any socials for a while, I am obsessed with eucalyptus, okay? It is the vibe. It makes me feel like I'm walking into a spa. It just, I don't know. I can't explain what it does for me, but I used to drop eucalyptus drops of essential oils in my shower. And this Bondi Boost, it's like the HG hair care line. I don't know. It smells like peppermint. And I am a morning shower girl because if I go to bed with wet hair, it's just not working out. So I shower in the morning after my workout. And this shampoo literally has like peppermint in it. So I can feel it waking me up when I start using it, and it's like an instant boost of energy, and it just soothes my head. Like, if I had a headache, it is fucking gone. I feel refreshed and energized and ready for the day. I'm obsessed. And the whole point of it is also to like repair your hair and make it thick and strong and healthy. So that, like, that's probably more important, but what sold me is the peppermint. And then I use Way Leave-In Conditioner. I don't know. I've been using this for like 3 years now, and I've had, I want to say 10 bottles. I am just obsessed. It makes my hair feel so soft. And then the real icing on the cake here is Gizu hair perfume. And the oil. I love the oil, but something about the hair perfume, it's insane. It's like that little, it's literally the cherry on top of the cake. What's the fucking saying? Is it the cherry on the cake? I don't care. This is my cherry on top of the cake. Before I leave the house, after I've done my morning routine, I just spray my hair with Gizu hair perfume. It's like honey and fresh and clean. I don't even know how to describe it, but that is my routine to have my hair looking healthy and strong and feeling like that clean girl aesthetic. You look put together, you are ready for your day. And I'm not like saying all of this in like a you need these products type of way. I'm more saying like go the extra mile once you've done your healthy habits. Have those products and those little icing on top of the cake. What? What's the fucking saying and why can't I remember it? Have the little icing and cherry, whatever you want to say for your cake. Have those extra things that just make you feel good and put together. And it's like the perfect little end to your morning routine right when you're walking out the door. It's important to have those things and those self-care things that make you feel good. Because like I just said, like when I was depressed, I don't even think, like, I'm not even kidding. I don't think I brushed my hair before school. I just put it in a ponytail. Like, it was bad. So now I'm coming from like a place of seeing both sides. And I'm not saying that you need these products to be healthy or wellness. I'm just like giving you inspo to take care of yourself and that it's cool to indulge in self-care and you deserve it and give yourself that time and wake up early and have products that make you feel clean and look good and feel good. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels so good to be taking care of yourself from every single angle, like hitting all the spots and on top of everything. It all really just comes together to fit into like one giant puzzle piece all together. And you just feel amazing. You feel like you're on top of the world when you're covering all your bases and taking care of yourself in every single form possible. So yes, these types of self-care may be superficial, but like there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, I do agree that these are not going to change your confidence, but they do not hurt. And having products that make you happy and smell good and have soft skin and soft hair and clean like your skincare routine, like it all comes hand in hand. So that's a hair care routine for some inspo. If you want to have shiny, good smelling hair, that is my key. I'm only talking about two things because I feel like hair, you know, you put so much effort, you go back to school shopping for outfits, but it's like you want your hair to be healthy too. And number two, this is the last thing I'm going to talk about in regards to self-care things, is how to depuff your eyes in the morning. Because I showed up to school with the puffiest eyes ever. I don't know what it was. I just like, it literally took my eyes about 3 hours to defrost in the morning before I had a routine for it. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, actually. Like, I would try freezing spoons in the freezer. Okay, actually, if you have puffy eyes and you want to be able to fix it with things you already have in your house, what I did is I froze spoons in the freezer at bedtime, and I would go get them when I wake up, and I would just lay with them over my eyes for a bit, and it definitely helped. You know, you don't need to buy an ice roller. That is the old-fashioned ice roller. If anyone else has done that, let me know. Like, this may be too niche, but I just remember Googling, like, how to fix puffy eyes. And it was spoons in the freezer and also cold green tea bags. Like, literally just putting a tea bag on my eyes. But what I do now is I do my skincare, I wash my face, and then I go get my ice roller or your frozen spoon. You know, honestly, same thing. And then I ice roll my face out, and then I keep my caffeine ordinary serum in the fridge. I literally think this serum is about $8, I want to say. Honestly, I don't know how the ordinary is so cheap. It is so amazing. I use this caffeine serum under my eyes. I keep it in the fridge so it's nice and cold, rub it under my eyes, and that is my go-to on how to depuff your eyes. Also, an ice cube works. I've been seeing this all over TikTok, is like Bella Hadid's ice face bath. It's like a bucket of cold water with ice cubes in it, and apparently she just like dips her face in it. I haven't tried that, but that's also a reason. Okay, if you are a puffy eye queen like myself, there are ways that can help it, and I got you. But enough of the product talk, let's get into studying and productivity tips, okay? Because going into school or work, you need to adopt the work hard, play hard mindset, okay? It is hot to be educated, and being smart is sexy. There is so much to learn in this world, and it is cool and hot to be educated and hold a conversation and have knowledge of the world. So remember that, okay? Education is cool. And just learn, like how we practice gratitude of every little morning moment and watching the sun and like the breeze in the air in the morning. Romanticize the shit out of school, okay? This may be niche, but pretend you're in your Rory Gilmore era, okay? Pre-rebellion, obviously. Like, romanticize your coffee while you study, get the cute pens, color code the shit out of your notes, romanticize the library, okay? Have a main character moment when you are studying in the library, have an organized backpack that you feel proud of, like romanticize the shit out of your school, okay? And I'm about to get into my study tips because procrastination can be a bitch in school. I don't know why I've been swearing so much in the episodes lately. I think when I'm really excited, I swear a lot and I need to stop. So procrastination can bite you in the butt. And I'm about to come at you with my best studying tips because it is rewarding to do well in school, and there is no better feeling than acing a test and knowing every answer to a test. Like, that's the best feeling in the world. So work for that feeling, okay? But also, like, for my college and university girls out there, I want to put the reminder out there that, like, I have walked into a test in university and known literally not one single answer, okay? Like, that sometimes that happens, and you know what? Sometimes it happens. I don't know what else to say. Like, that shit happens. You know what? You're gonna clock that one in as an L and work your butt off to do really well on the next test, okay? I had this one class where I was just completely, like, I don't know where I went wrong. And that's, like, I have nothing to say. Sometimes it just goes wrong and you don't know any answers. I am not proud of saying this, but I remember the number exactly, actually. I was about to say I'm pretty sure. No, I remember exactly one class I got a 32% on the first midterm, and it was the worst feeling ever. It sucked, but I worked my butt off to get like high 80s, 90s on the rest of everything in the class. Like, you can come back from a bad test, and I don't know. I'm just saying this because I know, like, that university feeling, it's so stressful, and I'm like preaching to do well on a test, but also like gentle reminder that, like, it's okay. You know what? Sometimes you're going to do bad on a test and it's not the end of the world. And also, these are my procrastination tips, but like, I'm also just going to call myself out for being a hypocrite right now because I literally, like, I'm laughing because I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm about to tell you procrastination tips, but I was the type of person that I performed my best and I got the best marks on essays when I did them last minute, like literally the night before. Like, I couldn't get my brain flowing and my creativity flowing until it was like seconds till it's due. That is when I performed my best and I could try and try my hardest. But for essays, like, I don't know. I knew, like, I think I literally gave up trying to do it beforehand because I just performed my best under pressure. And some people are like that. But like, when it comes to studying and normal tests, I do have some tips for that. But you know what? It really is just about finding your groove and finding what works for you. But the first thing for my procrastination queens like myself is, you want to complete the hardest thing first, okay? Just get it out of the way, get it off your mind, and then it's over and done with. And that's like the best feeling ever, is when you've been putting off something and you're staring at it, you know it has to be done and you do not want to do it. You know what? Just get your ass up and do it, because that is the best feeling ever once it's done and out of the way. It's also great to study with friends. If you can actually like both be on the same vibe of we are working hard so we can play hard on the weekend and hang out and have fun, but right now we are studying. It's also great to have a planner and a schedule with you at all times, okay? I think that this is just how I work. I think it is the best to have a to-do list written down, and then you're going to write down your to-do list and you're going to draw a little checkmark box next to all of them, okay? So this is going to set your to-dos in a clear way. So you see them, you know what needs to be done, you're not forgetting everything, you know it's like it's written down in front of you. And then checking them off one by one is a reward and you feel confident and happy that you achieved it. It is so satisfying, and looking back at your to-do list with every single thing checked off, it's just such a rewarding and satisfying feeling. There's just nothing like it. So if you have a long to-do list that you need to tackle, I would highly recommend getting out your favorite color pen, writing it down, make it cute, make it pretty, romanticize the shit out of it, and checkmark those to-dos off one by one until they're all done. And then repeat once again. I think the best thing though is routine. Routine, routine, routine. Routine is everything. So find a way and a method of studying that works for you, whether that's with friends, whether that's at a cafe, a library, or your safe place at home to study. You need to have a routine that is the same every time that your body gets used to. So it's still September. This is your back to school guide. You have a time right now to establish that space and what that space is going to be for you for the rest of the year. Like, sure, once in a while you can switch it up, but habits are habits for a reason, because routine and these habits stick. So once you find something that works for you, just stick to it, okay? What worked for me is writing everything out. I am a very visual learner, and I just feel like you remember everything 1,000 times better when you write it out. And it's also just so satisfying to write everything out, make it neat and organized. I feel like writing it out on paper instead of the laptop, one, made me remember it more, and two, it made me romanticize it more, like making it neat and pretty. You just feel organized. You get in that groove of writing your notes and just romanticizing being educated and being a student and enjoying it and making it, just like finding those ways that work for you. And if you want to make aesthetic notes, do it. Go for it. You know, like that, to each their own. Like if that helps you, that helps you. It's also good to do studying in increments, okay? You don't want to cram. You don't remember everything when you cram. And it is such a good feeling when you start preparing for a test a couple weeks in advance, studying in increments of 20 or 30 minutes once or twice a day and walking into that test and acing it. So there's your studying motivation for the year, okay? I am manifesting good grades for everyone listening to this episode. You got this. Work hard, play hard, but remember, don't put too much pressure on yourself. A test is just a test. One grade is just a grade. If you get a bad grade and worked really hard, it's not the end of the world, and everyone has been there. I recovered from a 32 on a test. You know, shit happens. You just move on and do your best next time. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Okay, and another key to productivity is habit stacking. So when people say habit stacking, sometimes this can be a way of forming new habits. Like you build habits by stacking them onto one another and having a cue for something that makes you do your new habit. And I kind of talked about that form of habit stacking in my How to Build Healthy Habits episode. But in today, I am talking about habit stacking in the way of doing as many habits at one singular time as you can. So we're talking drinking your morning water, going on a walk, and listening to a podcast at the same time. Like, that's habit stacking for sure. You're getting fresh air, you're getting your steps, you're listening to some motivation, and you're getting your water. You know what I mean? Like, we're just talking about all the ultra productive queen shit, okay? Because we are busy gals, we have a tight schedule, and we gotta do as much as we can at once. It's the same as cleaning with ankle weights on that I talk about. If you don't have time to do a clean and a workout, get it both done in one type of vibe, okay? So one thing that really helped for me for school is you can't always prioritize working out while you're going to school. And something that really helped me is in university, I actually took a swim class with Rachel. Did we want to walk around with wet hair during university 3 times a week? Hell no. But we wanted to make sure that we were still getting our movement in and being as active as we can while being students and working hard and playing hard and being educated, okay? And most degrees, you will be surprised, they allow you 3 credits of a physical activity. So it doesn't have to be swimming. You don't have to have wet hair and bring a change of clothes, but that could be volleyball, gym, basketball. There are so many options that you can look into. And if you're in high school, you can also look into this. So like your personal fitness or gym class in high school as an option instead of choosing like a different option, you know, sometimes you got to prioritize your health and habit stacking so you can get your credit towards your degree and also get your movement in at the same time type of vibe. If you're studying and you've made cue cards, you can go to the gym and there is nothing wrong. You are a productive queen if you are on the treadmill or the bike reading your cue cards or doing a workout with like your mom. If you're living at home, you can do a workout at home while your mom quizzes you with cue cards. You know, you got to get creative and habit stack when you're working on a busy schedule if you want to be a productive queen. And there are just endless ways to get creative with habit stacking. Like that's the whole idea of doing your Olaplex No. 3 bun while cleaning the apartment. You know, you're getting your cleaning done and your self-care, taking care of your hair. And when you habit stack and like build things on top of one another, it just unlocks like a whole new level of productivity and you feel unbeatable. But honestly, that is about it for the That Girl Back to School Guide. Hopefully any of this was able to inspire you or motivate you and you are able to take these away and go kill it this school year or just this new season if you're not going into a new school year. But if you are, I am manifesting good grades for you. You got this. And remember to be easy on yourself, okay? Don't put too much pressure on yourself. It is also supposed to be fun. Thank you so much for listening to this. I will be back reporting live from New York next week, Wednesday. Hope to see you there. I love you. Bye. Mwah.